I'm Martin Bandyke, back from vacation, back with Music in the Morning on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Appreciate you joining us on this Monday, August the 15th, Snow Patrol. And right before that, the latest from Mount Joy, their new album, their third studio effort is called Orange Blood, and from it, the track Lemon Tree. Another major giveaway coming up in a few minutes. Within about 20 minutes, your chance to win tickets to see Blondie in concert with very special guest, The Damned. The show is at Detroit's Fox Theater a week from Friday, August the 26th. On this Monday morning, we talked to our neighbors in business, the segment brought to you by North Star Bank. I'm delighted to have with us the proprietors of Book Suite and Sean Manning, Truly Render, joining us on 107.1. Sean and Truly, I've wanted to have you on the show ever since you opened up the store a while ago, a year ago. How are you?
Oh, we're great.
Hey, Martin.
Good to talk to you today.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to have you both here. You are, both of you, such an essential part of our creative community and so busy with many, many things you do in your life. When did you decide to open a bookstore as well? I'll start with you, Sean. And what's the history of this store? It's got a pretty incredible history, I see.
Sure. Well, in our space before we opened last year, there was a great local shop, Bookbound.
Yeah.
It was our local store. And when they had announced that they were closing, you know, it was very disappointing for us. It was a shock to our community. And Truly and I had always wanted to open a bookstore. So it's something we were thinking that we would really like to do at some point. And so we kind of looked at what it would take to make it happen now. And we pulled together everything really quickly. It was an adventure, but I think it turned out pretty well.
Truly, take us into the store. We're lucky, as I was saying just before we went on the air in Ann Arbor, to have more than one like really important indie bookstore, which is just for all of us here so very important. Well, what sets you apart from some of the other independently owned bookstores, much less the place that begins with A that a lot of and ends with N that a lot of us buy things from as well?
I love this question, Martin. Thanks for asking. So I think most importantly, we live here. We work here.
Yeah,
our
yeah.
kid goes to school with your kid. So we are not extracting money from our community. We take our earnings and we do not have Jeffrey Bezos moon vacations. We spend our money in your businesses and we invest back into you. And then speaking of community, we really work with our community. So when you come to our shop and you see our pens and our stickers and our fun little sidelines, those are all local people, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a local candle manufacturer. We have stickers. Our most popular sticker is by an eighth grader at Ann Arbor Open.
Oh, yeah.
So we really try to center our local community. And we do that with our partners as well. So we work with community partners that for free events for readers of all ages, kids, teens, and adults. And our partners include Black Men Read and Stand With Trans, which are our storytime partners. Civic Improv, which they create these hilarious reinterpretations of children's books for adults at our grown folks' storytime events.
Yeah.
And we work with our local schools and libraries. We had a great poetry night with Community High. We have library love days where school communities can come together in support and in resourcing of their school libraries. So we are in community with you. And I think that's what sets us apart most of all.
Yeah. Let's get into the nuts and bolts stuff for people who haven't visited. Sean, where are you located? What are your hours?
We are at 1729 Plymouth Road in the courtyard shops right next to cardamom and cocoa bubble tea. So you can stop in for some nice treats, some fantastic food in the entire courtyard. That's where we are. We're also online at shopbooksuite.com.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. So you do have an online presence. Can people order online?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And what are some of, you've got events coming up. I see I'm looking at your events page. You have some really cool stuff in the next month or so, part of your series of events. Truly, you want to mention a few of these, please?
I do. Okay. So this week we have a banned book club gathering. So we gather monthly at Book Suite to talk about banned books. These are books that are challenged and banned in U.S. schools and libraries, K-12 schools and libraries. And it's really important that we're all reading these so we know what the buzz is all about, A, and also B, 10% of the sales of all of our banned book club reads goes to support the ACLU, which is our great defender of freedom of speech and freedom to read. So we are gathering on Friday, the 19th this week at 8 p.m. for Banned Book Club to discuss Speak by Laurie Halse Anderson. So this is a great free moment for teens and adults in our community to come together. It's a multi-generational group. We have everyone from ages 15 to 76 in our core group of readers. And so it's free, open to all. We're also having a book party with Black Men Read on Friday, September 9th at 7 p.m. These are such fun, magical events. Imagine if Reading Rainbow came to life in the courtyard outside of Book Suite. That's exactly what these events are. They are a riot. And then we are looking forward to Banned Books Week in September. That is September 18 to 24th. And this is an annual national celebration of our freedom to read. Uh-huh. So we are going to be working with Carytown Book Fest to host a special banned book gathering to discuss Mara Kobe's graphic novel Gender Queer. And we're also going to be having a banned book social with games and door prizes and delicious snacks from our neighbors at Exotic Bakeries. And that's going to happen on September 24th. That's a Saturday. So all this info is at shopbooksweet.com, and that's sweet, S-W-E-E-T, sweet like honey, not sweet like office.
Right, shopbooksweet.com. Our neighbors in business, Truly Render and Sean Manning, the co-owners of Book Suite on Plymouth Road, our neighbors in business, brought to you by our friends at North Star Bank. Was it William Faulkner's quote, read, 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 read everything? I think that's...
There you go.
I think it was him. If not, forgive me, but I love you too. I love what you do so much and your mission, and bookstores are just such an essential component of what makes Ann Arbor really, really a special place to live and work in. So bless you and thank you for everything you do at Book Suite, folks. And thanks for being with us on the morning show, okay?
Oh, thank you,
Martin.
Thanks
so much for having us.
Yeah, good to have you both here. It's Sean and Truly from Book Suite. It's Ann Arbor's 107.1 and Crowded House.